妹早安。
We turn to 1 John chapter 1.
让我们一起来看约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1, we'll start reading from verse 1 to verse 3.
我们要念第一章第一到第三节。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we've seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼见过、亲手摸过的。
And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。
What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And then Philippians chapter 2 and verse 1.
让我们再看腓立比书第二章第一节。
Philippians chapter 2 and verse 1. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion,
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉、爱心有什么安慰、圣灵有什么交通、心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
And we would pay attention to the phrase, fellowship of the Spirit.
我们要特别注意到灵里有什么交通这一句。
And then we will turn back to 1 John chapter 1.
然后我们再转到大家翻到约翰一书第一章。
And we'll read verse 7.
让我们来念第七节。
But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
And then finally, in Philippians chapter 3,
让我们再看腓立比书第三章。
And verse 10,
第十节。
Philippians chapter 3, and verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的。
Can we look to the Lord one more time? Can we have a word of prayer?
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for every opportunity you give us to come before your word.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，让我们真的是每一次来到你的面前。
Lord, thank you. You are the bread of life.
主耶稣，你是生命的粮。
Lord, we ask, Lord, that your word may speak to each one of us today.
我求你今天向我们每一个人说话。
Lord, that your Holy Spirit may enlighten your word.
让圣灵也光照我们，使你的话更清楚。
So, Lord, that we may come empty-handed, but return full.
当我们空空的来的时候，我们回去是充满了你自己。
Lord, we ask for a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们乃启示的灵赏赐给我们。
Lord, that we may understand what it is that is in your heart.
所以我们知道你心里面要我们所认识的、知道的。
Lord, so we commit this time into your hands.
我们把这段时间交在你手中。
Lord, we ask that you may present yourself with us.
我们求你真的在我们中间。
And lead our time together.
让我们彼此在一起。
We thank you in Jesus' precious name.
我们感谢赞美主，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
This morning, I'd like to share on this matter of fellowship.
今天早上我要与你们分享的是相交。
Fellowship is a word that we use a lot.
我们用很多在相交这句话，我们用了很多。
We talk about having
fellowship meetings.
我们常常说我们有交通的聚会。
We'll have fellowship meals.
我们常常有交通聚餐。
And then maybe when a few of us gather together, we say, well, we'll have some fellowship.
或者我们几个人在一起的时候，哦，我们来彼此交通一下。
But do we really understand what the word fellowship means?
但是我们真正了解这个相交交通这句话的意思吗？
I know that sometimes I take this word fellowship very casually.
有些时候我们真的是很轻忽这个词相交。
But actually, in the Bible, this word fellowship is actually something very important.
但是在圣经中，相交这个词是非常重要的。
According to a famous Bible scholar, his name was W. Griffith Thomas, he said that fellowship is the most important thing in our Christian life.
根据一个很有名的圣经人物，他说这个交通是在我们基督徒生命里面非常重要的一件事。
So if it's so important,
如果是这样的重要,
it's probably important that we understand what it is.
所以我们更应该知道这个相交的意思是什么。
That is probably much deeper than what we really think it is.
因为这个相交这个是比我们所知道的更深一点的意义。
So oftentimes we say, well, fellowship is just a bunch of Christians having a good conversation.
有些时候我们说，哦，我们交通相交就是一群基督徒我们在一起有一些对话而已。
And it's, and then what happens is, when during the meeting, many of us are very quiet.
但是当我们有交通聚会的时候，我们却居然就是都是大家都很安静。
The official fellowship meeting, everybody's very quiet.
尤其是那种很正式的交通聚会。
But after the meeting,
但是聚会完了以后
，we have great discussions.
但是我们就常常就话很多了。
We talk about our jobs.
我们就讲讲我们工作的情形。
Talk about the news.
我们讲讲世界上的新闻。
Talk about the latest thing about some family in the meeting place.
或者是说我们教会中哪些弟兄姐妹的家里面的事情。
And then we think that wow, we are having wonderful fellowship.
所以那时候我们就说，哎，我们这个交通聚会真好。
And sometimes we know a specific sisters or brothers that may have the news, the inside news of all the meeting place.
所以我们常知道有些姐妹或者弟兄。Only sister.
Sisters or brother. I said brother too.
他们好像对教会里面这些小道新闻特别清楚。
And we love to call that brother or sister.
我们就很想跟他讲话。
Because we know they have all the news.
因为我们知道他们有所有的消息。
So we're saying, oh, we have wonderful fellowship.
所以我们说啊，我们这交通真好。
But is that really fellowship?
但这真是一个交通吗？
Is this really entering to what is in the heart of God?
但是这真是神心目中的交通聚会吗？
So earlier we read in 1 John.
所以我们刚刚在念的约翰一书的时候
Now, just like the Gospel of John
就像约翰福音一样
The First John has a wonderful beginning
在约翰一书他讲的时候是讲得非常的好
It's actually something so tremendous what he says
因为当他讲的时候他那个讲的是这么的美好
It is almost like so big
非常的伟大
It's, John says, what was from the beginning?
因为约翰福音讲说起初太初有道
And then all of these wonderful things we have handled and seen
所以在就是讲到起初的时候生命就是我们所有听见所有看见的都是有一个道在哪里
And then concerning the word of life
就是关于生命之道
And then John has this wonderful beginning
在约翰福音也是这样子
But then, just like in Gospel of John,
在约翰福音里面
we discover that this word became flesh.
我们讲到这个道成了肉身
What was something so far away?
这好像很远的样
So far removed from us.
好像跟我们没有什么关系
Because of the Lord Jesus coming to this earth.
但是因为主耶稣基督降临到这个世上
He has made it available to us.
因此他让我们有这个权柄
And the verses that we read,
这节圣经我们念的
John said, all these things that we have seen,
这些我们所有亲眼看到的是
Concerning the word of life
我们就是关于生命之道的
This we have fellowship with you
因此我们在这个生命之道里面我们有交通
But not only that
不但如此
Actually he says our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son
因为交通是与父跟子
And then in the Philippians, we read our fellowship is in the Spirit.
然后在腓立比书我们讲到交通是与圣灵有交通。
So what we find is there's something tremendous in eternity past.
所以我们可以在这永生之道里面，我们可以看到一个很特别的道路。
There was a wonderful fellowship between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们可以看到我们的交通是要与父、子、与圣灵的交通。
There was a wonderful oneness.
这是非常。
That was unknown to us.
这向我们是显明的。
But because that word became flesh,
因为那个道成了肉身。
Because the Lord Jesus came to this world,
因为主耶稣基督来到这个世上。
And he died on the cross,
他死在十字架上。
He and resurrected,
他复活了。
He has made that same fellowship that was in the Godhead available to us.
因此他那个与神的交通，他今天就能够，我们就可以得到这样的交通。
So this fellowship is something tremendous.
所以这样的交通是非常非常伟大的一个。
It is at the center of our Christian life.
因此这应该是我们基督徒生活里面的重心。
So it's something so special.
因为是特别的。
So, this is what I'd like to share this morning.
所以今天早上我要跟你们一起分享这一点。
And in this matter of fellowship, we know that John talks a lot about it.
因此我们看到这一类的交通，约翰讲了非常非常的多。
Actually, if you read through the Bible, you'll discover that somehow John has a special portion in this matter of fellowship.
如果你们看了整本圣经，你可以发现约翰在这一方面特别的有得着。
And as a matter of fact, you see that throughout the whole Gospel of John, you see this matter of fellowship.
所以当你念完整本约翰福音的时候，你可以看到这样子的交通。
So why was it that God chose John, the special vessel, to deliver this message on fellowship?
为什么神选了约翰成为一个器皿来？特别跟我们交通这个相交的这件事呢
？Actually, there is a reason.
这是有个理由的。
So let's read in John chapter 1 verse 18.
先让我们来看约翰福音第一章十八节。
John chapter 1 verse 18.
约翰福音第一章十八节
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one had ever seen God at any time, according to this.
根据这节圣经，从来没有一个人看过神。
But in history,
但是在历史上
when the Lord Jesus came,
当主耶稣来的时候
He was the only begotten God. He was the only begotten Son.
他是唯一的独生子
Who is in the bosom of the Father.
他是在父怀中的
Because he knew the Father so well.
因为他这样的认识神
Because he was one who had such close fellowship with God the Father.
因此他跟父神就有很好很亲密的关系
He was one who understood the heart of God.
他是唯一知道神的心意的。
And what does it say here?
这里怎么说呢?
He has explained him.
因为他把他表明出来。
Our Lord Jesus explained the Father to mankind.
因此主耶稣来到世上的时候，他把父神向世人表现出来。
Man was so far away from God because of his sin.
因为人因着罪的缘故与神完全隔绝。
But because of the Lord Jesus.
但是因着耶稣基督。
Now we understand who God is.
所以我们可以了解父神是怎么样的一
位。We understand that God is love.
我们知道神的爱
God is life
我们也知道神的生命
God is our light
我们也知道神的亮
And then through the Lord Jesus you see the Father
所以经过主耶稣基督我们可以看到父神
How he had compassion on those who were sick
因为我们可以看到父神对的病人是如何的怜悯
How he loved his disciples
他如何的爱他的门徒
How he was so patient
他对他们是如何的忍耐
So now you understand who God is
所以你可以了解一些神是怎么样
Our Lord Jesus has explained him
因为我们的耶稣基督把父神完全表现出来
Because he was in the bosom of the Father
因为他是在父怀里的独生子
As if he could hear the heartbeat of God
所以他可以听到甚至可以听到神的心跳
So there was a wonderful fellowship there
所以我们可以看到这里有个美好的交通
There was a wonderful interaction of life there
我们可以看到他的生命的交流
But it doesn't end here.
但是不光是在这里
So we said that God made something that was unavailable available to us.
所以我们在这边看到神原来与我们无关的，今天却让我们得着。
So we know that our Lord Jesus was in the bosom of the Father.
因为我们知道耶稣基督在父神怀中。
So that special word, bosom.
所以这是一个很特别的词，在他怀里。
Let us hold that thought and let us turn to John 13.
我们来看约翰福音十三章。
John 13.
约翰福音十三章
and verse 23,
在二十三节
There was reclining on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved.
有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
Another time we see this word bosom.
所以这又另外一个地方我们可以发现在怀中。
Actually, these are the only two times that this word bosom appears in the Gospel of John.
事实上，这在约翰福音里面，这是两次，这个怀里出现在里边。
Earlier, we had read that our Lord Jesus was in the bosom of the Father.
我们刚刚念到说，主耶稣基督在父神的怀中。
But here you discover there was a disciple who was in the bosom of our Lord Jesus.
在这里，我们也看到这个门徒在耶稣的怀里。
And this disciple was John himself.
这个门徒就是约翰他自己。
So just like our Lord Jesus was in the bosom of the Father,
就像耶稣基督在父神的怀里一样。
John was the one who was in the bosom of our Lord Jesus.
约翰也是在父神在耶稣基督的怀里。
He loved to be in the presence of our Lord Jesus.
因为他是这样渴慕与耶稣基督同在。
He had such a close fellowship with our Lord Jesus.
他跟耶稣基督这样子亲密的交通关系。
So because he had a personal experience of that fellowship.With our Lord.
因为他与耶稣有这样亲密的交通的经验。
That's why the Holy Spirit chose him to be the person to deliver what is fellowship.
因此圣灵就选了圣灵约翰来向我们交通什么叫做在怀中。
As if John understood what was in the heart of our Lord.
因为约翰知道他父的心意。
And then he could hear the heartbeat of our Lord.
因为他可以听到耶稣基督的心跳一样。
So because of that,
因为这样子
he was, the Lord used him as a special vessel to deliver this message.
因此圣灵就选择了约翰来向我们说这些话。
So I'm sure we're all familiar with John chapter 15.
我相信我们每一个人都对约翰福音十五章很熟。
Where the Lord says, abide in me and I in you.
因为这边主耶稣说住在我里面我就住在你里面
Isn't that just the picture of John dwelling in the bosom of our Lord Jesus?
这好像就是约翰他躺在父的怀中一样
He was one who abided in our Lord Jesus
因为他就住在耶稣基督里面
He was one who had wonderful fellowship with our Lord
因为他与耶稣基督有这么样好的交通
So that's why God chose John to deliver this message of fellowship
因此神就选择了约翰来向我们讲交通的重要。
The word for fellowship in the Greek is koinonia.
交通在希腊文里面就是他刚讲的。
Koinonia, yes. Yeah. And this word means to share something in common.
这句话的意思就是说我们分享我们一点共同的地方。
So what is it that we share in common?
那我们分享什么共同的地方呢?
We already said that to have fellowship means to take part in something.
我们讲到交通就是我们在彼此一起在做一件事。
To take part in something that was not available to us, but now it is.
原来这个是与我们无份的，现在我们却。
So we know there was a wonderful fellowship between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
因为我们知道这样的交通是跟父神、子神跟圣灵。
But now has been made available to us.
因此现在是与我们就有份了。
So what is it that we share in common?
那我们分享什么样东西是我们共同的分享呢
What is fellowship?
交通些什么
What is it that we koinonia on?
所以我们在一起要分享什么共同的地方
So if you read through the whole gospel of John
如果你把整本约翰福音念完以后
You'll discover that there are three aspects to this matter of fellowship
我们可以看到这样的交通有三方面
What is it that we share?
我们分享些什么呢
First, the life of God.
第一，我们分享神的生命。
Second, the light of God.
第二，我们分享父神的光。
The third is the love of God.
然后我们再分享父神的爱。
就神的爱。
神的爱。
Yeah. So, So these three aspects,
这三方面,
if we don't have time to go through it,
我们没有办法详详细细讲,
but if you look at the Gospel of John, you can divide it into three parts.
如果你来看约翰福音, 你可以把约翰福音分成三份。
From John chapter 1 through chapter 7,
从一到七章,
you'll see that the emphasis is on the life.
我们可以看到是讲到生命。
And then from chapters 8 through chapter 12, you see that the emphasis is this matter of light.
我们可以从第八章到十二章我们可以看神是光。
And then chapter 13 through chapter 21, you see the love of God.
从十三节到最后你可以看到神的爱。
In chapter 1 through chapter 7,
第一到第七章,
you find that our Lord is the joy of life.
我们可以看到神是喜乐。
Remember when he went to the wedding in Cana of Galilee?
你们还记得他到迦拿去参加婚宴吗?
He turned water into wine.
他把水变为酒。
And then we see the picture how life without our Lord is just like water.
我们可以看到当我们生命没有神的时候我们的生命就像水一样。
Well, even a wedding, even a marriage, maybe people think this is the best thing in humankind.
我甚至像婚姻这样子快乐的时候。
And if you see without the Lord,
你可以看到若是没有主。
The divorce rate in the US, I think it's close to 60%. Yes.
所以在今天在美国这个地方是离婚率是差不多 60%。
So you see that without the Lord, even you may be happy in the beginning, in the end, the wine gives out.
如果说我们生命里面没有主，我们刚开始的时候也许是很快乐，但慢慢的这就过去了，这喜乐就过去。
But the Lord is able to turn that water into wine.
但是我们的主可以把那水变成酒。
So isn't that the joy of life?
所以因此那是实在是生命中的喜乐。
That life brings us hope.
因为那样子生命带来希望。
And then the Lord also says that he is the bread of life.
但因此神也说他是生命的粮。
Remember how he fed the 5,000?
你们还记得他怎么样喂饱五千人吗?
So the Lord today feeds us with his own word.
所以今天神用他自己的话来喂养我们。
That we may grow up.
所以我们可以长大。
And then we see that life is an eternal life.
我们可以看那个生命是永远的生命。
John 3:16, we all know that very well.
约翰福音三章十六节是我们熟知的。
So we have a part with eternity.
因此我们可以与永生有份。
Our Lord said he is the resurrection and the life.
他说他是复活的主。
He Lord brings things that are possible to impossible situations.
他把那个不可能的事情变成可能的事。
So you'll discover that John chapter 1 through 7 speaks about that life.
所以我们可以看到约翰福音一到七章是讲到生命的生命。
So we thank the Lord that because before we were believers,
我们感谢神，因为在我们还未信之前，
that we had a life,
我们有一个生命。
But you know, all that life brought us with sorrow, all that life brought us with jealousy, all that life, you see it's manifested in the life of sin.
当我们还没有信主的时候，生命带给我们就是苦痛、痛苦，带给我们的是烦恼。你可以看到许多不信的人，他们在罪恶里面的生命。
But today we have this life of God in us.
但是今天我们有神的生命在我们里面。
You know that after our Lord Jesus died on the cross.
当主耶稣死在十字架上的时候。
And he rose from the dead.
当他从死里复活。
And he ascended to the right hand of the Father.
当他升到父神的右边。
And then on the day of Pentecost, he poured out his life.
当五旬节的时候，他把他的生命。
And that life now dwells in us.
因此那个生命今天住在我们里面。
And that life lives in us.
那个生命现在我里面。
So that life is always there.
因为我们知道那个生命永远在我们里面。
It was, and the wonderful thing is that life brings great potential.
因此那个生命带给我们是无限的能量。
So how do I explain this? I have two kids.
让我来解释一下，我有两个孩子。
So,you know, each of them, they were in their mother's womb for nine, ten months.
因为这孩子是母亲怀胎九个月生下来的。
And then they were born into our family.
他到了我们家里面。
So they were born into the Chen family.
他到了陈家。
So through their mother, they were given life.
经过他的母亲，他们得到了生命。
Now this wonderful life now will grow up.
因此这个美好的生命会慢慢长大。
So of course, when they're little, everybody tries to determine, oh, does that life, that person look like the mother or the father?
当他们小的时候，每个人说，哎呀，这个孩子真像爸爸或者像妈妈。
And then, as they grow a little bit older,
当他慢慢长大了
you'll start their, see their personality.
你可以看到他们每个人个性不一样
You see that some of them will become like their father.
有的个性像爸爸一样
Some will be like the mother.
有的像妈妈
So that life in them has a potential so that they can become like their father or their mother.
因为这个生命在他里面，所以他们长大的时候很可能就像妈妈或者像他爸爸。
So I have very small eyes.
我有一个很小的眼睛。
So I'm very happy to say my wife has big eyes.
我太太的眼睛很大。
So I'm glad my kids turned out to be like my wife.
我很高兴我两个女儿都像她妈妈的大眼睛。
And so that, you know, it's a wonderful thing when they say, oh, they look like their mother.
所以人家说哦，她很像妈妈。
I would say, oh, that's a wonderful thing.
哦，我就好高兴。
I'm glad they didn't turn out like me.
很高兴她们不像我。
But anyway, you see,Why is it so wonderful that we have this life?
所以我们可以看到为什么这样子是何等奇妙的有这样的生命。
Because in our own life, we were sinners.
因为在我们自己本性里面，我们是罪人。
But the life that we have in us now,
我们今天我们的生命
has the potential to grow up to become like our Lord.
可是我们有这样的希望，我们有一天会长成耶稣基督的模
样。If we allow that life to grow naturally,
如果我们让这个生命在我们里面成长。
That life will grow up unto maturity to become like our Lord.
我们的生命可以成长成熟到一个地步，有一天会像主一样。
So it's a wonderful thing that we have this life.
因此，我们是非常奇妙，我们有这样好的生命在我们里面。
But this life is not just something for us individually.
但是这个生命不光是我们每一个人的。
Thank the Lord that each of us have the portion of life, the Christ life in us.
感谢主，我们每一个人，我们众弟兄姐妹，每个人都有神的一份生命在里面。
You'll discover that life is to be shared amongst many brothers and sisters.
我们可以发现这个生命是可以被我们大家一起来分享的。
And then in God's purpose, we have to have a fellowship.
因此在神的心意里面，我们是要彼此交通。
And because you and I share the same life, we have something in common.
因为我们彼此都分享一个生命，所以我们在我们的生命里面，我们有一些共同的地
方。I don't know if you've ever experienced, but you may meet a stranger on the street, and somehow you discover that they're a believer. You have an immediate connection.
我不知道你们有没有这样的经历。当我们有时候走在路上碰到一个陌生人，虽然你不知道他是什么，可是当你们一发现彼此是基督徒的时候，好像里面就有什么东西我们连上了。
So you'll discover that it's like we're all born into this big family.
我们就发现我们真的是活在这个大家庭里面。
And we all share this life.
我们一起分享这个生命。
So then we are all part of this family of God.
因此我们都在神的家庭里面。
So, fortunately or unfortunately, my daughter and my son are the only ones that can say, oh, I'm in this, our specific Chen family.
我不知道信还是不信我的儿子女儿可以说我们是生在这一家姓陈的里面。
So they can say that I have a part in this family.
因此他可以说我是这个姓陈的一部分。
No one else has a part in that family.
没有别人可以这样讲。
It is so precious.
因为这是很宝贝的。
And the basis of that family is the fact that, you know, they were born from daddy and mommy.
因为他们这个基本的就是因为他们要从爸爸妈妈一起生下来。
So the first thing that we want to establish, what is the basis of our fellowship?
所以因此我们要在这边定一个规矩，就是说最基本的，我们在交通的时候怎么样相交是一个基本的。
It is based on the fact that we share that new life together.
我们这最重要就是说，我们必须站在这个我们新生命的基础上。
So that is the basis of our fellowship.
所以我们在交通的时候，这个我们要一同有共同的生命。
We are gathered here today because we share in that same life.
当我们聚在一起的时候，乃是因为我们共同分享这个生命。
Now in the world there are many clubs and groups.
在这个世界上有很多俱乐部，很多不同的群体。
You may have a golf club.
也许你可能有一个高尔夫俱乐部
，where a bunch of people love to play golf and then they gather together.
因为很多人喜欢打高尔夫球，他们就在一起。
Or a tennis club because they play tennis.
或者是网球，他们在一起。
As a matter of fact, the synagogues in the Old Testament, they used to have synagogues for lawyers,
旧约里面，我们讲到聚会堂的时候，他们甚至有那个律法师的会堂。
Or they may have synagogues for businessmen.
或者他们有给商人的的会堂。
So you'll see that the basis of their gathering is because they shared some common interests.
因为所以你可以看到他们的基础建立在他们有一些共同的兴趣上。
But the important thing is that our fellowship should be because we share on this common life of our Lord.
但是在我们中间确实应该是我们建立在我们有这个彼此的这个共同的生命上面。
Not because we have some common understanding about biblical truth.
并不是因为我们大家都知道生命这个圣经上的经。
Or not because we share some common experience.
或者是说我们有些什么经历。
So that's why when we gather together,
所以当我们在一起的时候
There may be some lawyers in our midst
也许在我们中间有律师
Some doctors
或者有医生
Maybe some people that work in the factory
或者在工厂里面做事
Because we're all a part of this big family of God
当我们都在一起的时候乃是因为我们是在神的这个家里面
So this is a wonderful time that we can have because there's all these different people
我们在一起的时候我们真的是很享受因为我们有不同各样不同的人
Naturally we're very different
虽然我们是本性上很不同
But thank the Lord, we all share this common life.
但是因为我们分享这样共同的生命因此我们就变成
That's the basis of our gathering.
所以这就是我们交通相交的基本。
So it's not based on the same language.
所以并不是因为我们讲同样的话
Or the same culture.
或者我们的文化背景
It's because we share the same life.
乃是因为我们一起分享这样子的生命。
So that's the first aspect of fellowship.
所以这是我们第一重要的交通的原则。
But that is not enough.
但这并不够。
It is always wonderful when we are saved.
当然我们在一起我们是因为都是得救的。
And then when we're newly saved, we are so excited to meet brothers and sisters.
当我们刚得救的时候我们真是高兴跟弟兄姐妹在一起
相交。It's so wonderful to be in the presence of God.
因为我们在一起在那个领会神的时候真是很美好。
And sometimes you almost don't want certain those times to end.
常常你不希望这个时间会结束。
And it's a wonderful, joyful time together.
因为我们在一起相交，在喜是多么的喜乐。
But if you compare our spiritual life with our physical life,
但是当你在属灵的生命跟我们肉身的生命里面比较的时候
，just like our physical life needs to grow up.
就像我们肉体我们会长大。
The spiritual life needs to grow up as well.
在我们属灵的生命，我们也需要长大。
So again, to use my kids as an example.
所以我再用我的孩子来做一个。
For them, living is so simple.
对他们来讲，活的是很简单的一件事情。
They just need to eat.
他们只需要吃。
Drink.
喝。
Sleep.
睡觉。
And play.
玩耍。
That's all.
仅仅而已。
They don't need to worry about purpose of life.
他们不需要想到生命的目的是什么。
All they can think of, oh, what can I eat and what can I play next?
他们所要想的就是我等等要吃什么，我等等玩些什么游戏。
Everything is handed to them.
因为每样事情都交给他们。
When they're hungry, someone gives them something to eat.
当他们饿的时候，有人为他们预备食物。
When they need to take a bath, someone takes a bath for them, or take.
当他们需要脏的时候，爸妈会帮他们洗澡。
So they don't need to worry about the purpose of life.
所以他们实在对人生没什么目的。
So, but they are full of life.
他们充满了生命。
And they bring much joy, of course, to us.
他当然带给父母很大的喜乐。
And they're always happy.
他们非常高兴，喜欢快乐。
And then they like to run around.
他们跑来跑去。
Full of life.
他们充满了生命。
But as they grow up.
但是等他们长大了
，No longer can their life just be about eating and drinking and playing.
他们的生活里面不再只是吃喝玩乐而已。
They need to go to school.
他们需要去学校。
They need to be educated.
他们必须要受教育。
They need to learn manners.
因为他们需要学一些礼仪。
As they grow up, they need to become self-sufficient.
因为当他们长大的时候，他们必须要自己养活自己了。
They need to understand responsibility.
他们要有些责任。
And then One day, they need to have their own families.
因为有一天他们要有自己的家庭。
So you see that they then need to transition into a phase of their life where they need enlightenment.
所以当他们这样子的话，进到新的一个里程的时候，他们就需要一些知识，一些亮光。
They start to understand what is the purpose of life.
他们开始了解生命的目的是什么。
It's the same way spiritually.
这就同样在属灵意义也是一样。
Now when we're just saved.
当我们刚被受尽的
Sometimes when we do certain things,
当我们会做一些事情
We used to feel okay doing those things.
以前我们觉得做这些事又怎么样
But after we're saved,
当我们信主以后
When we do those things, we feel uncomfortable inside.
当我们再要去做这些事，我们觉得好像不平安
Something within us tells us we shouldn't do that.
好像在里面有声音跟我们讲，我们不该这样做。
And that's the Holy Spirit speaking to us.
因为我们知道这是圣灵在我们里面提醒我们。
We cannot explain it.
我们没有办法解释。
So, when my brother and sister they were young,
当我兄弟姐妹小的时候
，when they were going to, it was my grandfather's birthday.
因为是我祖父的生日。
And then my sister wanted to give him like a pen.
我姐姐要给他一个笔。
It was a pen that my mom had bought.And then she was going to give it to her grandfather.
因为是我妈妈帮她买的，她要给祖父的。
But then what happened was when my brother, older brother, saw it.
但我哥看到的时候
，he liked it.
他很喜欢。
So he took it over from my sister.
所以他就从我姐姐那边拿走。
I'm going to give it to him.
他说我要给祖父。
And so of course my sister was very upset.
所以我姐姐非常难过。
So in the end.When the gift was to be presented,
到最后我们他们把礼物给祖父的时候
，My parents are very surprised that it was my brother who actually ended up giving the gift.
我爸妈觉得很奇怪，怎么回事，就变成大儿子给祖父了。
So when they went to ask my sister,
所以他就去问我姐姐。
So what happened?
那怎么回事啊
？Said, you know, mom bought the pen I really wanted to give to grandpa.
他说我妈妈帮我买这个笔，我实在很想自己给祖父。
And then when my brother took it.
可是等我哥哥拿走的时候
，I was very upset.
我非常难过。
I originally wanted to take it back.
我很想起先我很想把它拿回来。
But somehow my stomach spoke to me.
但是他说好像我肚子里面不舒服。
And I just felt I should let him give the gift.
所以我就觉得好像。我应该让他去给这个礼物。
So of course, it was the Holy Spirit in her speaking to him.
因为因此，这好像就是圣灵在他里面跟他说话。
But she couldn't explain it.
但是他并不知道是圣灵跟他说话。
But that life that was within.
但是那个生命就已经在他里面。
But of course, later in life.
但在为过去以后。
Then we start to understand. Oh, it's the Holy Spirit in us.
所以等我们长大一些，我们知道哦，圣灵在向我们提醒。
We read in the Word. There's the anointing within that teaches us.
因为在我们念看圣经的时候，圣灵就光照这些话语，我们就了解。
So sometimes when we sin, the Holy Spirit grieves in us.
因为因此当我们犯罪的时候，圣灵在那里为我们担忧。
And then we know that we need to confess our sins.
所以我们知道我们要向神认罪。
And we know all of this from the Bible.
我们从这些都是从圣经里面得到。
As we grow up,
当我们长大了
，we then can explain what is it that's in us.
我们可以了解说当初是怎么回事。
We realize that we're not just justified by faith.
我们并不是被信仰而审判。
因信称义。
因信称义。
So.Not only are our sins from the past taken care of,
并不是我们过去的罪来
But then Paul also tells us we need to be sanctified by faith.
保罗告诉我们，我们要因信称义。
因信称圣。
称圣。
So that means we need to live a holy life.
所以我们可以过一个圣洁的生活。
So that life needs to grow up.
所以那个生命需要长大。
We cannot just sin and then confess our sins.
所以我们不能说犯罪，然后我们又来认罪。
As we grow older, Paul tells us we need to overcome sin.
因为保罗告诉我们，我们要胜过这些罪。
We need to resist the devil.
我们需要抵挡魔鬼。
So we need to live a holy life.
所以我们可以过一个圣洁的生活。
We are not to love the world.
我们不要贪爱这世界。
And then not only that.
不但如此。
Paul also tells us about glorification by faith.
我们需要因信
得
荣耀。
So we need to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
所以我们可以成为神儿子的模样。
So as we grow older.
当我们越来越长大。
Spiritually.
在属灵上
we need the light to guide us.
我们需要这个光来指导我们。
So we read earlier in 1 John.
当我们在看约翰一书的时候
if we walk in the light,
如果我们在光中行走
as he himself is in the light,
因为他就是光
we have fellowship with one another.
我们与这个光有交通。
So the basis of our fellowship is not just that life anymore.
所以我们的生命不再只是生命而已。
In John chapter 1, John tells us that life was the light of man.
因此在约翰福音告诉我们说那个生命就成了光。
Yeah, the light.
生命就是人的光。
So the life of our Lord Jesus has a light.
这个神的生命里面有光。
So that's further the basis of our fellowship.
所以在我们的交通里面，这又深层的一深了一层。
In other words, it's a deeper matter of it's a deeper step in fellowship.
因此在我们的生命在交通里面，我们又更深了深入了一层。
So it's not just enough that we share a life together.
不光是我们在一起分享我们的生命。
But how do we build each other up?
我们如何来彼此建造
？So in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4.
所以在马太福音第四章。
It says.
第四节。
Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
他说人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说的一切所出的一切话。
Now, in the Greek, the word "word" has two words.
在希腊文里面，那个话那个道话有两个意义。
One word is logos.
一个是 logos。
The other word is rhema.
另外一个是 rhema.
The word logos is the inspired written word of God.
Rhema 就是神所默示的。
Logos. Yeah.
Logos.
Is, so everything from Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to the last verse in Revelation, all of this is the logos of God.
所以在从创世纪第一章到启示录最后一节都是神所默示的。
So in the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the logos.
所以在这个人起初太初有道这个话就是logos.
But what is rhema?
但是 rhema 是什么
？Rhema is when the Holy Spirit speaks again what He's already inspired again to us personally.
Rhema 就是圣灵已经。虽然已经向神已经默示给我们，但圣灵再一次向我们说这个话。
So that word becomes very personalized.
因此这个话就非常对我们是非常个人的。
It encourages us.
是非常可以鼓励我们的。
It may be a word in time of need.
这些话常常是我们在急难中的需要。
So a few years back,
几年前
I was applying for a job.
我在找一个工作。
After I graduated from college.I knew that I should apply for a job in New York.
当我大学毕业，我知道我应该在纽约找事。
So I had received an interview from one of the companies in New York City.
所以在纽约市有一个公司就给了我面谈的机会。
At that time, I was living in South Jersey.
那时候我住在纽约市南部。
A suburban town.
在一个乡村地方。
So when I got that interview,
所以我去面试的时候
，I was actually very scared.
我很害怕。
I was, you know, I graduated from college.
我刚刚大学毕业。
But I felt very intimidated by New York City.
我觉得纽约给我压力太大。
I remember, you know, I had visited a few times and it was very big.
我以前也去过几次，那里面大得不得了。
Tall buildings.
高楼大厦。
Everybody walked really fast.
每个人都走路飞快。
Everybody wasn't that nice.
好像人都不是那么和善。
I was just afraid of going to the city.
所以我很怕去纽约市。
So the day before I was going to go in for an interview.
所以在我面试的前一天。
There was a brother that was visiting us from Canada.
那有一个弟兄从加拿大来探访我们。
And interesting enough.
非常有趣的。
We had a good time during the day.
白天我们两个人好蛮好的，有好的交通。
But I was still very afraid the next, you know, of going the next day.
但是我对第二天要去面试，我还是很害怕。
So before I went to bed, I still prayed. I said, Lord, I know it's a good interview opportunity, but I'm just scared of New York City.
但晚上我祷告的时候，我说神啊，我知道这是很好的机会，但是我还是很害怕。
So I committed to you.
所以我把我自己交在你手中。
So that night I had a dream.
所以那天晚上我有个梦。
Interesting enough, it was this exact brother that was visiting us.
所以就梦到那个来探访我们的弟兄。
In that dream, he was reciting Psalm 23 to me.
他在那边念诗篇二十三篇给我。
Said the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
他讲到耶和华是你的牧者，你必不致缺乏。
He said thy staff and thy rod they comfort me.
他说我的杖我的竿就成你安慰。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
虽然我在死亡行过死荫的幽谷。
That was like walking through the between the buildings in New York City.
就好像我就走过那纽约的大高楼大厦。
I fear no evil for thou art with me.
因为你与我同在，我不害怕。
And you know what? In my dream, the Lord used this brother to speak to me.
在我的 在我的梦中，神就用了这个弟兄来向我说话。
I had memorized Psalm 23 since I was a kid.
当我很小时候，我就会背诗篇二十三篇。
But that night, the Holy Spirit used those words to speak to me again.
但是那天晚上，圣灵就用诗篇二十三篇再一次向我说话。
So when I woke up in the morning,
所以当我早上起来
，I discovered that my fear was gone.
我就发现我不再害怕了。
So that is Rhema.
所以这就是神的道。
When the Lord speaks to you again,
当神再一度向你说话的时候
，Of course, I went to the brother and said, "Thank you for your words."
所以我就去跟那个弟兄说，谢谢你向我说的话。
He was very confused what I was talking about.
他有点搞不清楚怎么回事儿。
But of course, don't get me wrong. The Lord's not going to always speak through dreams.
所以你们不要把我弄错，并不是神每一次都在梦中向你说话。
It's the same principle.
这就是我讲的一个原则问题。
So that's why it says you shall.But we should live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
所以因此我们要就讲到说我们要靠着主口中的话来活。
So what is true fellowship?
所以什么是真正的相交呢
？It's not just us speaking.
并不是我们在说话。
It's when we are able to have a word from God.
当我们能够从神那里得到话语。
And share it at the right time.
然后我们在适当的时候向人分享。
It's very practical, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常实际的。
Sometimes a brother or sister may be facing a difficult situation in life.
有些时候，弟兄姐妹也许正在面对一些人生中的难苦难。
Maybe they are sick.
或者他们生病。
Maybe they have a terminal illness.
或者他们有绝症。
Or they may have lost a loved one.
或者他们的心爱的人走了。
Don't you feel that sometimes we have no words to share when someone loses a loved one?
有些时候你会觉得我们好像不知道怎么样向人分享我们的跟这个失掉亲爱的人的人来分享。
But from my own personal experience.
但是从我个人的经历里面
I was very saddened when my grandfather passed away.
当我祖父过去的时候我非常伤心
But then there was a word that came to me from another brother.
但是有个弟兄就跟我说了一句话到
And that was in one of the Psalms.
这也是在诗篇里面的话
And David said that I will one day wake up in thy presence and see thy face.
那就是讲了大卫说有一天我起来我可以看到你的面
So thatUs believers, when we die, we don't really die.
所以像我们这信主的人，我们死了却不是死了。
We fall asleep.
我们是睡了。
And one day the Lord will wake us up.
有一天神会把我们叫醒。
Just like He called out Lazarus.
就像他把拉撒路叫醒一样。
He said he's asleep. I just go to wake him up.
他说拉撒路只是睡了，我把他叫醒。
So again, that word comforted me.
所以那句话就安慰我。
So sometimes we may not have a word. We don't know what to say to a brother or sister.
有些时候我们不知道该说什么话。
We don't know how to encourage them.
因为我们不知道如何来鼓励他们。
But if we have something from the Lord.
但是如果我们有从神那里来的话。
The Rhema of God.
神的话
will be able to say the right word at the right time.
会教导我们如何在适当的时候说适当的话。
So then we have fellowship.
因此我们就有了相交。
That word will bring light.
因此这句话可以把光带出来。
We are encouraged.
我们就会得到激励。
So if you remember in Acts chapter 2 verse 42,
如果我们记得使徒行传二章
Why don't we read in Acts chapter 2 verse 42?
使徒行传第二章
42
四十二节
Acts chapter 2:42 They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷。
So here you find this verse explains what is church life.
所以在这句经节里面，我们可以看到，教会的生活是该怎么样。
In other words, you see, this is what the church gathered to do in the book of Acts.
所以可以看到，在使徒时代，这弟兄姐妹如何来围在一起。
They devoted themselves to apostles' teaching.
他们来这边遵守使徒的教训。
Fellowship.
他们彼此交接
breaking of bread,
他们擘饼
and to prayer,
他们祷告
But you know that the foundational part of these four, I guess you can say meetings, or gatherings,
在四个聚会里面他们的基础是在哪里
All relate to this word rhema.
都在跟神的道有有。
So apostles' teaching, of course.
当然我们知道使徒是教训。
When they teach, we can learn.
当他们教导的时候，我们可以学习。
So every Lord's Day, we come together and then we listen to a brother share. Maybe the Lord speaks to us through His word.
每个主日，当我们来的时候，我们听弟兄姐妹讲道，可以在这讲道里面，我们有神的话向我们说。
And then here it talks about fellowship.
然后我们看着他们有交通。
Maybe we get together for a Bible study.
也许我们交在查经聚会的时候。
Maybe we call a brother or sister and we're sharing on the word.
或者我们跟弟兄姐妹打电话的时候，我们在这边讲彼此交通神的话语。
And then we share that word rhema.
所以我们可以把那个。
We enlighten each other. We encourage each other.
神的道就光亮我们，使我们彼此受到造就。
To the breaking of bread.
所以当擘饼的时候。
Now how do we have fellowship to the breaking of bread?
如何我们在擘饼聚会里面有交通呢
？In Ephesians 5:19, it says this.
在以弗所书。
5:19, it says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
Okay. 5:19. 当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
So interesting, Paul says that through Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, we can speak to each other.
所以在这边保罗说，我们可以借着诗章、颂词、灵歌来彼此口唱心和赞美。
Sometimes we think that we come to the breaking of bread and worship time, we're just worshiping the Lord.
当我们擘饼的时候，我们是来敬拜神。
It's something vertical.
所以我们往上的。
But actually, Paul says that we actually speak to one another when we sing.And hymns, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
但是保罗在这里向我们指出，当我们用借着诗章、颂词、灵歌来的时候，我们彼此有好的交通。
Maybe the song we pick.
也许有一个诗歌我们所选的。
Somehow encourages a specific brother or sister to offer a praise.
也许对某一个弟兄姐妹有非常的鼓励的的。
Maybe through our prayer,
a
brother or sister is touched by the love of God.
借着我们的祷告，有些弟兄姐妹就受了激励，受了安慰。
So again, the word rhema.
所以这就是神的道。
The living word of God.
是神活的道。
Somehow can touch us.
可以来
And move us.
摸到我们。
And then finally, devoted themselves to prayer.
然后我们最后讲到祷告。
Now, when we have prayer meeting together, we pray together.
当我们有祷告聚会，我们一起来祷告的时候。
A lot of times, our tendency is to just pray through a laundry list or a shopping list.
我们常常来祷告的时候，我们就好像有一个洗衣单，就很多事情我们要跟神要求的。
So we have 10 items. Say, Lord, take care of this, 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 this.
所以我们如果有十样事情，我们说主啊，求你真的照了每一样事情都可以帮我们做解决。
But somehow we feel like we didn't really quite pray through.
但是我们好像觉得我们的祷告就是不通。
But you know, sometimes what happens?
有些时候就是。
When we gather together to pray,
当我们一起祷告的时候
the Lord may give a specific brother or sister a specific word.
有些时候我们神就会给这一个弟兄有些特别的话语
And then that specific word, where again is the rhema,
但那个话又是激励我们的神的道
is the right word to pray at the right time.
那句话可能就是在对的时间做的对的祷告
Maybe a brother or sister is sick again.
也许有个弟兄姐妹生病。
We ask the Lord, Lord, what is your purpose behind this?
有些时候我们可以问神，你的旨意是什么
？Maybe the Lord will heal that person.
也许神就会医治那个弟兄。
Maybe the Lord will take them.
也许神不医治。
What is the purpose of God in this matter?
因此，在这件事情里面，神你要向我们显现你的旨意是什么
？And then the Lord may give us a word.
也许神就会给我们一句话。
And then that specific word really allows us to pray through that item.
因此，我们可以抓住这句话，我们就向神求。
So that's why the Lord said, "I give you the keys of the kingdom."
所以神说，我把天国的钥匙给你们。
Whatever you shall have bound in heaven shall have been bound. Whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven.
你在地上捆绑的，天上就必捆绑。
Whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
如果你地上释放的，我在天上也必释放。
So what are the keys of the kingdom?
所以这个天国的钥匙是什么
？That key opens up a lock to some matter.
这个钥匙是可以开启一样锁着的东西。
When we have that,
如果我们有这个钥匙
then we know that the will of God can be executed.
当我们有这个钥匙的时候，我们就知道神的旨意就必成就。
There's one more verse that talks to that.
有一节章节讲到这些。
I think we should turn there.
我们一起来看。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15 and verse 7.
第七节，十五章第七节。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
Again, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. This word is the word rhema.
所以这句话又是就讲说，你们若藏在我里面，我的话就藏在你里面。这句话就是神的。
Then we can ask whatever you wish, and it will be done.
所以凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成。
Because that's based on the word of God.
因为我们这祷告是根据神的话来祷
告。A living word of God.
是神的活道。
So we can be certain that the Lord will answer that prayer.
所以我们就可以确据神会回应。
So that's true of our personal life. It's true of our corporate life.
这对我们。个人的属灵生活跟教会的生活都是真实的。
So if we pray we're asking something from the Lord.
如果我们在祷告的时候向神求什么
？If the Lord gives you that word.
如果神给你那句话
，You can be certain that it will be done.
你就可以相信神必成就。
Those are the keys of the kingdom.
因为这是去天国的钥匙。
So the will of God is not something just abstract.
所以我们讲神的旨意并不是随便的。
If we pray for something,
如果我们是向神求
what college should I attend?
我们要去该去哪个大学
Who should I marry?
我应该跟谁结婚
You can be certain if you're serious about it, the Lord will give you a rhema.
如果我们知道我们向神的心是很诚实的、很真实的，神必成就给我们一句话。
This is the right way to go.
因为神会给我们知道这就是该走的路。
And then you can lay hold of that.
所以我们可以抓住这个话。
And that will happen.
这就必成就。
So same thing when we gather to pray together.
所以当我们在一起祷告的时候
，The Lord will give a word specifically to a brother or sister.
神会给弟兄有或者有些弟兄姐妹一句话。
Then we can pray through that item.
我们可以根据这个话我们来祷告。
Again, if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
如果我们在他的光中行走，我们是可以。有彼此有好的交通。
So through the word, then we can encourage one another.
经过神的话，我们可以彼此鼓励。
And then we can grow.
我们可以长大。
And then finally,
最后
John chapter 13-21, you see the love of God.
我们在约翰福音十三章的时候，我们可以看到神的爱。
The Lord tells us to love one another.
神叫我们彼此相爱。
He said, "If you love one another, then the world will see that the Father has sent me."
他说，你们若彼此相爱，神人就可以看到神在你们中间。
This is our greatest testimony.
这是一个最伟大的见证。
And it may be the hardest work the Lord has to do in us.
这也很可能是最难的，因为神要在我们中间做。
In this world,
因为在这个世上
，you know it's very difficult. Well, there is no such thing as love one another.
我们很难彼此相爱。
Everybody is out for themselves.
因为每个人都为了自己的利益而活。
We are all selfish people.
我们非常自私。
So you know, whether it be like a business partnership in the world,
或者是我们生意上的伙伴
or even marriage,
或甚至是婚姻上
you see that naturally breakups occur.
所以我们常常看到这个分开是很正常。
Tragically, you see that in the church as well.
甚至在教会里面，我们也可以看这样。
Because we don't agree.
因为我们彼此不赞成。
Whether it be truth.
或者是在真理上
or opinion about a specific matter,
或者一些事情上我们的意见不同
It's like, fine, I'm not going to meet with you anymore.
所以我们就可以说我们算了我们就走吧
I'll go meet someone else.
我们到别的地方去了
But the Lord says you have to love one another.
但是神在这边跟我们说你们要彼此相爱
Paul says there are not to be divisions among you.
因此保罗也说在我们中间不可以有分别的事
So this third aspect,
所以在第三方面
fellowship of the love of God.
在交通里面，我们交通神的，在神的爱里面。
It's the hardest thing.
是最难的一件。
Hard to love one another.
因为我们很难在彼此相爱。
But the interesting thing is this.
但是很有趣的。
When we love one another.
当我们彼此相爱的时候。
The secret is that love is not our own love.
这个爱的秘密不是我们自己的爱。
Is the love of God.
乃是神的爱。
What's the difference between the love of God and our love?
那神的爱跟我们的爱有些什么不同呢？
Is the love of God is a self-denying love.
因为神的爱是一个舍己的爱。
Our Lord, when he came to this world, he laid aside his glory.
当神来到这个世界上，他把他自己的荣耀全部舍弃。
And he came in order to save us.
他来主要就是要救我们。
And he knew when he came to save us, the cross was the way.
当他来到这个世上，他早就知道救我们唯一的方法就是借着十字架。
So in John chapter 13, we saw how the Lord rose up, laid aside his garments, and washed the disciples' feet.
所以在约翰福音十三节，我们可以看到主耶稣如何站起来，他把他的外衣绑上，他来为众门徒洗脚。
That job is usually left for a servant.
因为为人洗脚乃是一个奴隶的工作。
But the Lord, as the host, washed the disciples' feet.
但是主耶稣他是夫子，他却为他的门徒洗脚。
This is how he loved us.
这就是他证明他如何爱我们。
But he says, "You ought to wash one another's feet."
可是他说我们要彼此洗脚。
Now.At that time, washing feet was people weren't just wearing nice shoes.
那个时候人不穿鞋子。
They wore sandals.
他们是穿凉鞋。
And they walked on the streets of Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷路上走路。
And I think it was considered the dirtiest city in the world at the time.
那个时候我们知道耶路撒冷是很脏的。
Because it wasn't just people walking on the streets.
因为那时候不光是人在走路。
You had cattle, you had horses.
很多牲畜也在那里走路。
And you could imagine the feet probably.Weren't the nicest.
所以你可以想象那时候那个脚是实在是不好闻的。
And the Lord said, "You have to wash one another's feet."
但是主耶稣在那里说，我们要彼此洗脚。
So this was the example that the Lord had set.
这就是一个神一个例子，我来讲主耶稣讲。
Our brothers and sisters don't come with us perfect.
我们弟兄姐妹没有一个是完全的。
Just like the dirty feet.
就像那些脏的脚一样。
There's a lot of things that come with them.
因为来有带了很多不同的东西来。
The question is, are we willing to wash one another's feet?
但是我们要问自己一个问题，我们愿不愿意彼此洗脚？
Are we willing to put up with all that comes with meeting with brothers and sisters?
我们愿不愿意接纳弟兄姐妹所有的带来的东西？
That washing of the feet is a patient effort.
洗脚是一个很有耐心
it takes,
耐心的工作
it takes a lot of time.
需要花很多时间
it takes a lot of patience.
需要很多的耐心
it takes a lot of self-denying.
需要很多的舍己
I don't know if you remember Joseph.
我不知道你们记不记得约瑟
He was sold by his brothers.
他被他的弟兄卖了
And he was left for dead.
他甚至被放到那边好像要让他自然死去
One day when he met his brothers again,
当他再一次与他弟兄见面的时候
，As the ruler of the land，
他在那个地只是个统治者。
He could have said, "I don't know you."
他可以很轻易的说我不认识你。
I don't care about you.
我不管你们死活。
You treated me horribly.
因为你们当初如何待我。
Now I'll repay you the way you treated me.
我也今天可以用相同的事情来对待你们。
But Joseph did not do that.
但是约瑟并没有如此。
He not only recognized them as his brothers.
他不但认他们为兄。
But he loved them.
他还爱他们。
So isn't our tendency today that when someone offends us,
所以今天当有人对不起我的时候
we say, I don't want to deal with that brother or sister anymore.
我可以说我不想再跟他啰嗦了
I don't want to talk to them.
我不想跟他讲话
And then I can't even stand when they pray during the meeting.
甚至当他们祷告的时候我都不能忍受
Because they're hypocrites.
因为他们好像讲话
伪善 How can they even pray?
他们怎么可以又祷告
Isn't that our natural reaction?
这是不是我们一般的反应
Not even to recognize that they are our brother or sister.
我们甚至不愿意承认他是我的弟兄
But the Lord says, wash one another's feet.
但是神说我们要彼此洗脚
Interesting enough, though.
非常有趣
In Ephesians, let me just read one more verse. In Ephesians,
在以弗所书
Okay.Chapter 5, verse 26.
在以弗所书第五章二十六节
So that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
Interesting enough, this word is word rhema.
非常有趣的，这边的道就是这句话就是道。
So spiritually speaking, how does the Lord wash the church?
所以在属灵的意义上来讲，神怎么样来洗净教会？
Through His word.
他用他的话。
That's how He cleanses and purifies her.
他用这个话，他来洗净。使我们成圣。
One day become without blemish or wrinkle.
有一天我们不再有点污，不再有皱纹。
But in the same way, the Lord said, "Wash one another's feet."
但是同时，主也说要我们彼此洗脚。
What does that mean?
这句话是什么意思？
We wash one another with the rhema of God.
我们彼此洗脚是用神的话来洗
脚。So do you remember in Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount?
你们还记得在马太福音讲到八福的时候？
The Lord said, "Why do you see the thorn in your brother's eye and don't see the log in your own eye?"
他说你为什么只看到你弟兄眼中的刺，没有看到你自己眼中的梁木呢？
So take out the log in your eye first, then you can help that brother or sister.
他说你要先把你自己眼里面的梁木移去，你才能够帮助你弟兄移去他的刺。
We often just remember the first part.
我们通常都记得第一部分。
Meaning we shouldn't be hypocrites and say, "Oh, look at your thorn when you all have your log in your own eye."
所以我们常常觉得说，我们好像不应该假冒为善，我们不去看人家的。
But the Lord says, "Remove that log first."
但是神说，我们先把我们的梁木移开。
And then go help your brother remove the thorn in their eye.
然后我们才能帮助我们的弟兄把他们的刺拿去。
That second part is very important.
所以这个第二部分是非常重要的。
We need to help each other.
我们需要帮助。
We need to help that brother or sister remove the thorn.
我们需要帮助弟兄姐妹能够把他们的刺移开。
But we have to speak the truth in love.
但是我们要在爱里面说实话。
That's how we help them.
因此，这是我们如何来帮助他们。
Again, washing each other's feet.
再一次讲，就是我们要彼此洗脚。
Through the rhema of God.
我们要借着神的话来洗。
We have to love them.
我们要爱他们。
We have to be patient.
我们要有耐心。
Finally, if you remember, on the cross when the Lord Jesus died.
如果你们还记得主耶稣在十字架上说什么
？A soldier pierced his side.
当一个士兵用刺伤他肋旁的时候
，Out of his side came forth water and blood.
从他的肋旁流出水跟血来。
Blood speaks of forgiveness.
因为血讲到赦免。
Water speaks of life, of provision.
水是讲的一个供应。
So when someone speared the side of our Lord,
当人刺伤他肋旁的时候
，The Lord, the way the Lord responded.
但神的回应是什么
？Was out of his side flow forth water and blood.
从他的肋旁流出血跟水来。
That's how he treated the one that speared him.
这是他如何对待那刺他的人。
Our tendency is when someone spears us, we want to spear him back.
那我们呢？我们是人家刺了我，绝对想刺他回去。
But here, the Lord sets the example when someone spears us.
在这边，主耶稣他自己做了一个表现。当人刺他的时候。
What he responded with was forgiveness,
但是他的回应却是饶恕
and provision,
然后来供应
and life,
然后供应他的生命
This is the life that's in us.
这样的生命应该在我们里面
That life will allow us to love our brothers and sisters with a self-denying love.
这样的生命在我们里面，让我们能够舍己，然后来爱弟兄姐妹
But the Lord says you have to take up your cross and follow me.
但是主说我们要背起他的十字架来跟随他
If we are willing.It is a possibility.
只要我们愿意，这是可能的。
Then we can have fellowship in love.
因此，我们就可以有在交通里面有爱。
We can wash one another's feet.
我们可以彼此洗脚。
So this is fellowship.
这才是叫做相交。
Fellowship life.
在生命里面相交。
Of light.
在光中相交。
And of love.
在爱中相交。
May the Lord continue to speak to us.
愿神再继续他的话向我们说。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, thank you for these words.
主耶稣，谢谢你给我们这些话。
Lord, if you see fit, we pray that you may use these words.
主耶稣，如果是合适，求你自己用到这些话语。
Lord, you may teach us on this matter of fellowship.
你教导我们如何相交。
That we may not just be on the surface.
让我们不是在表面上相交。
Not just good Sunday Christians.
不是只是做一个礼拜天的基督徒。
But that we may learn to truly have fellowship with one another.
让我们真是在真实里面有彼此相交。
That we may build each other up.
让我们彼此建造。
Encourage each other with your rhema.
用你的话来彼此鼓励。
And we may learn to love one another.
让我们学习如何来彼此相爱。
Learn to deny ourselves.
让我们学习如何舍己。
Lord, may you have what you want to do in our lives.
求你自己照你的旨意行在我们中间。
So we commit this time back into your hands.
我们可以把这时间再把我们自己再一次奉献在你面前。
We thank you in Jesus' precious name.
我们感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Daniel, for Thank you, Brother Daniel, for today's message. 我们谢谢 Daniel 弟兄给我们的信息。We now welcome first-time visitors. 我们现在欢迎第一次来到我们中间的朋友。We'll start from my left-hand side. 先从我的左手边开始。If this is your first time to EDCC, please stand up and introduce yourself.如果这是你第一次来到天成教会，请站起来介绍。在我左手边有没有 ？Anyone on my left hand side？
在我右手边有没有 ？Anyone on my right hand side？ Hello。Okay, welcome. 欢迎你来。
大家好，我叫斯桑，是哥伦比亚大学的房学者，第一次和郑女士来。
Visiting scholar to Colombia， 还有没有？是不是还有一位叫王春芳的姐妹？你好。欢迎你来，欢迎你再来。在我右手边还有没有 ？Anyone else? Or in the balcony? 在楼上有没有？好，we now have some brief announcements. 我们现在有一些简单的报告。在下等一下午饭的时候，一点钟楼下地下室。青少年的辅导们有讨论会，欢迎家长们参加。还有在现在预定在11月底有受浸聚会，有兴趣的弟兄姐妹或者有兴趣的，可以向李平珍姐妹报名。还有下礼拜早上9点半有新一季的